Now, the coordination number is going to depend on the metal ion electronic configuration, so that's its D8S configuration. After that, the oxidation state will figure out how many electrons are actually populated into the D and the S orbitals. The size of the metal is important, so just as we had trends in size going down the main group elements, we've got trends in size as we go down the transition metal elements. Then, most importantly, the size of the ligands goes in, because what we're trying to do is we have got a transition metal center, which has got d orbitals, which are vacant, and they're pointing in certain directions. So why I'm asking you to learn the shapes of the orbitals, if you have got a x squared minus a y squared orbital pointing there, then if you don't have a ligand bind to it, it's actually got a point directly at that orbital. It's no use coming pointing in a gap between the two orbitals. So the electronic configuration is helping you work out in the oxidation state which of the d orbitals will be available for bonding. Then the size of the metal and the size of the ligands will indicate, well, this is how much space I've actually got to pack the ligands around it. If it's a big fat metal, then it's got a bit more scope for squashing big things.